Verse 30 and 31. Then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have brought trouble on me by making me odious among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and my men being few in number. They will gather together against me and attack me, and I will be destroyed, I and my household." But they said, "Should he treat our sister as a harlot?" You know, what they did is referred to by Jacob. I mean, later on, even when Jacob blesses them, this subject sort of comes up again in the violence of Simeon and Levi. There's an element of this that this was a little bit underhanded. I don't think you can put your complete stamp of approval on this. But at the same time, when I read verse 31, I just get the feeling that some things are worth the risk. You know, Jacob is saying to his sons, "Look, you have put our whole camp in jeopardy by this act." And the young man's response was, "So we're supposed to let him treat our sister like a harlot?" And when I read that, I guess, without trying to justify what they did, guys, I'm stirred in my spirit that some things are worth the risk, and sometimes your stand for holiness may be at the expense of your comfort. It may come at the expense of your security with people around you. So we have to have a passion for purity and holiness that says, you know what, even if the whole world thinks I'm crazy, this is where I'm going to stand. You know, earlier this year, there was the movie out, The 40-Year-Old Virgin. As if there was something wrong with that. Let me tell you who was a 40-year-old virgin. Isaac. And no one made fun of him. Jacob. Guys, sometimes holiness means you have to risk relationships with others. Well, I want to focus your attention on verse 30 real quick. Jacob says, "You have brought trouble on me." But where did the trouble really begin? I believe it began when Rachel stole the household gods and the sacred objects of worship. Back over here, the Bible tells us that she takes some of the household gods and she buries them in her tent. Jacob utters a curse and basically says that whoever has done this is going to die. Before he can go from here to here, she will be dead. And that will be the second tragedy of his life. And it began when someone took things that God said, "Don't touch." Guys, this is the pattern, the prophetic pattern I want you to see as we close out tonight. One man's sin brings death to the community. We saw it in the Garden of Eden when Adam took from the tree that was banned from them. When we come to Shechem, we see that this young man took things which did not belong to him. Years later, when Joshua crosses over the Jordan River and he destroys Jericho, they will begin to make their way up on their second campaign to the city of Ai, and they will be soundly defeated. And when it comes out why they were defeated, it will be revealed that they were defeated because a man named Achan, a man whose actual name is Achor, which is the Hebrew word for trouble. It's the very same word that is used in verse 30 that I just read, that he had done the same thing. He had taken things banned by God and brought them into his tent. Does that sound familiar? It's almost an exact picture of what Rachel did. I believe chapter 30 gives us a real glimpse of why some of these problems happened. Then God said to Jacob, "Arise and go up to Bethel." Now, I've already pointed out that Bethel's down here. You may say, "Well, what do you mean go up to Bethel? That's south." The mountains, if you go that direction, you have to go up. So it's speaking geologically or topographically. "Arise and go up to Bethel and live there and make an altar there to God who appeared to you when you fled from your brother Esau." So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, "Put away the foreign gods which are among you and purify yourselves and change your garments." Wow. and let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make an altar there to God who answered me in the day of my distress and has been with me wherever I have gone. So they gave to Jacob all the foreign gods which they had and the rings which were in their ears, and Jacob destroyed them. Is that what your verse says? And Jacob hid them under the oak which was near Shechem. And Shechem, this first city that was a symbol of God's promise to Israel to receive the land, rather than that becoming a place of great holiness, it becomes a place of great confusion with lasting effects. In the New Testament, Shechem is called Sychar, S-Y-C-H-A-R. It is the place where Jesus encounters the woman at the well, the woman at the well of Jacob. It's the place where Jeroboam divides the kingdom and sets up a false altar